understand that. Used one for a while in the office.
Give us any trouble, and all it is just a visit. We talk about old times and things. That way, I get what I want.
Yes, sir.
As I'm just interested in old returns and things like that. I don't know if I showed you my letter. I showed it to your secretary.
Gonna have to actually run into Leland that minute.
Yeah,
the son went to school that night.
I don't believe so. Your name is very familiar. I don't believe I've had him in any classes.
Let's see. No, I don't suppose he's over now in my husbandry part.
I see those people frequently.
Yeah.
How'd you happen to go to Stanford?
Well, it's a long story. Mother and father took a trip in 1908. Took a train trip. All the children, seven of us at that time, stayed in Miami, but they took this trip and visited Stanford on the round through California, and they were very much pleased with it. And just more through their insistence. I had no acquaintance out there, with my brother and sister, and the sister couldn't get in, so she went to San Jose, which is over Sacramento, I believe. They moved over to Stockton, didn't they? They moved to San Jose College, moved to Stockton, I believe, after she went to school. She graduated of Stockton and then went on with the chemical work later. But that is a story. I had no acquaintance, you know. And I feel that they probably made a mistake, because they never get out that way and you lose contact.
Yes, many friends.
Yes, sir.
I lived in Los Angeles, and after the war went to University of Arizona. I don't think I made a mistake. I liked it. I liked it.
I don't think there's any course. It's no better school than Stanford, to my opinion.
Right.
But as far as contacts, contacts.
Old friends that you've missed.
The boy that I studied with, we keep up. Usually get Christmas correspondence, and that's about the only one that I contacted.
How'd you happen to go to Cumberland after that?
Well, it is a school that it's more or less postgraduate school. Rather than case studies, to take just straight textbooks, and I finish up my work and get my get my license in a year's time, and it's rust dealer, you know.
Did they work you to death there?
No, I didn't work any harder than I did under case law, and I believe I got along. Of course, that case book law study gave me a very good foundation where I could get the textbook passed, and that gave me enough then that I could go ahead and take the bar exam. That was the reason for it. I went down just more with no intention whatever of getting into politics. Took the first 6 months. It's a year course, and I went in January and took that 6 months. Came back, and the man that had been nominated for a county judge here in this county passed away between the primary and general election, so they got me to run, and I was elected before I passed my bar.
That's why you're called Judge Barney.
Yes, I was on the bench 19 years after that, 19 and a half years in fact.
Did you go back after you'd been elected judge?
Well, I finished up. I got a 30-day extension. It's just 30 days between the time I had to take the job here and the time I got my license. 30 days, so I was really in a sweat, because you've got to be a member of the bar in this state to hold the office. If you ever saw a person in a sweat, I was, but I got to get past the bar now.
How did your teachers feel in Tennessee when you went back and told them?
Well, I think they helped me. I think they tried to help me as much as they could. If you ever want to get into a sweat, get in that kind of a situation.
Oh,
I was already holding office down here, and if I hadn't passed the bar, well, I'd have resigned. So, but fortunately, I got by.